couple weeks, we've seen Brandon LaFell travel with the team. He looks like he's around you guys more often. Is it good to have a guy like that back, and are you anticipating getting him back sooner rather than later?
I think those are for coach to decide. So, you know, he's definitely, working hard. So that's a great thing. He's been a great contributor to our team since he got here. And, it'll be fun when he's back out there, hopefully soon.
Tom, does this week seem any different than the past couple of times you played the Jets when Rex Ryan kind of had them pumped up, and everybody seemed to be a little bit more elevated?
Yeah, it's a great rivalry. I think it's always, I remember the first game in 2000 was a Monday night game that I went down there in the old Jet Stadium, and it was a great atmosphere for football. And we've had a lot of great games against them, some real meaningful games. They're very similar to us in a lot of ways. They're big, tough physical team. You play in these elements. I think there's a lot of characteristics that, make them tough to beat. So they play hard. They're obviously off to a great start this year. Got a phenomenal defense. I think they're like in the top five in almost every category. So, it's a big challenge for us. They got a great secondary, great defensive line. I feel like DeMario Davis and David Harris and Calvin Pace have been like the three linebackers forever there. They never come off the field. They're, been dominant players in the league for a long time. So there's a lot of experience, a lot of high draft picks on that defense, and they're playing, as well as any defense in the league.
How are you? Is there anything comparable in this rivalry to Michigan, Ohio State, or even a high school football rivalry? Is there anything like that in this?
It's a great rival for us. I mean, they've got, like I said, they're very tough to beat. And, we've had a lot of close games with them over the years. A lot of situational football has come into play, a lot of two-minute drives and stopping them at the end, overtime games. Not too many games have ever really gotten out of hand. So, like I said, they're very well coached. Coach Bowles has them playing really well. They're very aggressive defensively. Coach talked about how good they are on offense this year with their run game and how well the receivers are playing. So it's a lot to prepare for. We play them at home, so we got to be ready to go. Got to have a good week of practice.
How has Revis helped them become even more of an aggressive defense than they were under Rex?
Yeah, they put a lot of pressure on that secondary to cover guys, and I think those guys match the challenge. I mean, I think they've tried to bring in those guys all offseason, Screen and Cromartie and Revis. They had some guys last year. Marcus Williams was a good player. Walls is a good player. Pryor is a good player. They brought in Gilchrist. So they have guys in the secondary that play hard, that can compete. So when they rush four, five guys, all those guys are one-on-one on defense. And like I said, they've got like the top-rated pass defense in the league. So it tells you how well they're covering guys and lead the league in turnovers. So they're getting the ball off offenses, whether that's knocking the ball out on fumbles or intercepting balls. Revis having a big year with those two stats. So it's a lot of playmakers, and you just got to be conscious of where you're throwing the ball. You can't just throw it up for grabs and see if they'll catch it, because they got guys with great ball skills.
Going against Revis in practice last year in training camp, I don't know if you do the ones versus the ones during the season, but did you learn anything facing him every day, at least during the summer, that can help you now in a game? And were you disappointed that he didn't come back here?
Yeah, there was a lot of competition in practice last year with him because he's and he makes it tough because his instincts are incredible out there. He's one of those guys that sees everything on the field. He sees the formations and routes and splits and anything pre-snap that can help him get an idea of whether the ball's coming his way or if it's going the other way or if it's a run or pass or deep throw or short throw. And he's a very dependable, consistent player. He's been an incredible playmaker since he's been in the league. He covers the top guys every week. So, I got a firsthand look at that last year, every day in practice. And, it was great having him a part here, but, he moved on. So, now he's our competition again.
Were you disappointed that he wasn't here for more than 1 year, though?
I mean, that's kind of NFL football and free agency and stuff like that. So, a lot of players have switched teams over the years. We've had a lot of guys come to our team from that team and vice versa. So, like I said, I got a lot of respect for that team and the way they play football and how well they're coached and how well they're playing this year.
Do you take it personally? final question on when the team tries to play season?
I think every team, you know, they have different strategies at this point. I think there's a lot of they're always going to try to figure a way to put pressure on the quarterback, and every team tries to devise different schemes how to do that. You know, I don't think many teams want to go into the game and say, let's give this guy a lot of time to figure out and sort things out. You always want to try to get pressure on the QB to make him throw the ball before he really wants to throw it. So, you know, probably through the first five games this year, each of the teams that we've played have tried different things. This team will have their own game plan, but I think they're also a team that kind of does what they do. They want to be aggressive. They don't want to be dictated to. They want to, you know, see if you can block them. They got a lot of good rushers. Like I said, they got a lot of first-round picks in there on the defensive line. A lot of big, powerful guys that, you know, try to get to the quarterback. They're really well coached. Pepper coaches that D-line. So, you know, that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to get home and force us into throwing, making errant throws and throw it to Cromartie and Revis and Gilchrist like, you know, a lot of quarterbacks have done this year. So, thank you, guys.